Hello everyone and welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing? What has been going on? This week has been kind of normal, to be honest. It's not been that busy. It's only Tuesday, so I'm not going to speak too soon. It's a weird time to record the podcast. Usually it's a wee bit later on in the week, but for some reason the podcast room or the recording studio is so massively booked out. This place never gets used, and then for some reason out of nowhere people book up. It's probably the gaming people or other people that need to record things in the studio that have exams or something, and then they just all go crazy for this one time. But I hope you guys have had a wonderful week. I don't know how to sum up recently so far. I don't know. Last week, thanks for the love on that podcast. You guys liked that episode a lot about eating healthy when you're on holiday. Maybe you guys are going on holiday soon. Maybe a lot of you are going away, which would be so nice. But you guys seem to really like that one, which I am super grateful for. So thank you so much. And if you haven't already and you listen to the podcast, please do make sure you follow the podcast on where you listen to it so you get notifications when I post. But also it really helps me see kind of how I'm doing and if you guys are liking it or not. So today I have another healthy eating related podcast for you. I have the topic of today anyway is what's the difference between refined carbohydrates and starchy carbohydrates and why is this important? And I wanted to make this episode today because I wanted to bring it back to basics, and maybe I feel like a lot of people don't know the basics of these things, and that then relates to a lack of understanding later on when it comes to applying it to your own diet. And sometimes the simplest of things really changes your thinking around a concept, and especially when something like carbohydrates, and they're so massively, the media misinterprets the use of carbohydrates and also kind of the information around it, along with a lot of other things in nutrition science as well. But I thought I'd bring it to basics for you guys and really talk about the differences between these two different types of carbohydrates and why it's really important and why there is a distinct difference between these two different types of carbohydrates. So let's get into it. First of all, why are carbohydrates important in general? So we need around 45-65% of your diet of carbohydrates. This massively depends on exercise, your height, your weight, all of these things. But on average, it's around about that range. I would probably go with around 50% of your diet is coming from carbohydrate sources. So that could be anything from bread to vegetables. So it's a wide range, and kind of carbohydrates fall. Vegetables aren't so much carbohydrates, but they do fall within that kind of bracket, and I'll talk a little bit about that. So carbohydrates is the main source of energy for your brain and your body. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but what I mean by that is that when your brain and body is needing fuel, glucose and carbohydrate is the main source and the first protocol when it comes to energy sources. So if you're using fat as fuel, for instance, your body will decrease in performance and you'll have lacking of energy because it takes longer to get glucose from fat. So it's really important to keep us nice and alert, to keep us performing well and physically and mentally, is to have plenty of carbohydrates and plenty healthy carbohydrates in our diet. So a lack of carbohydrates, or a deficiency, you could say, can kind of see that lack of performance, lack of energy, and as well a decrease in nutrients and a decrease in biodiversity in the gastrointestinal tract and your gut and all of that. So I'm going to get into the differences of refined carbohydrates and starchy, and it really is simple, but I really want to emphasize the importance of this, because if we're having 50% of our diet as carbohydrate or kind of things around that nature, we need to know why it's so important and the right types of carbohydrates to be consuming, because it makes so much up of our diet. And I imagine most of you listening to this love carbs. You might have also heard as well of like the ketogenic diet, or these super low carb, high fat, high protein diets that help with weight loss. And I want to touch on this just a little bit quickly because of the whole thing in the media going on about that. There is some research that low carb diets can help with weight loss, and really these seem to work in the short term and not really in the long term at all. Basically, it's incredibly difficult to maintain a very low carbohydrate diet for any length of time. And people can sometimes report feeling higher performance with this, but most of the time people tend to feel very lacking in energy when they're on low carbohydrate diets, especially when it comes to longer time. So it's really important that when we think about low carb diets or we're thinking about high carb diets, there's really important things to think about. And with the ketogenic diet specifically, the whole diet, it basically works on the premise that low carbs is going to increase the ketones in the body and then therefore increase fats, removal, fat burning for fuel, that type of thing. But it intends kind of, it basically just makes you crave all the foods you love, and it's not maintained for any length of time. And the ketogenic diet first originated as a way to manage epilepsy in children, and that's where it began. And there seems to be some kind of research that shows that people that have epilepsy or children that have epilepsy have a low carb diet. It seems to help with the symptoms. We're not 100% sure on that, but there seems to be some research. But that's the context of where that actually originated, and it developed into this diet phenomenon that everyone should be using. So I would also like to say as well, ketogenic diets tend to encourage the reduction of starchy vegetables. So things like carrots, leeks, onions, those types of vegetables are quite high in carbohydrates, and they tend to kind of say in a ketogenic diet not to consume as many of those, which I completely disagree with. You should be having as much fruit and vegetables as humanly possible. It does also promote the reduction massively of fruit, because fruit's more carbohydrate rich than a lot of vegetables, and it kind of encourages things like berries and then not much else. Bananas are complete no-go, which is really sad, because we need as much fruit and vegetables as humanly possible in our diets. So if you can't really tell, ketogenic diets for me, and from the research I've heard and the research that I have observed, doesn't really work that well when it comes to long term, and it's very restrictive, and it's going to result just feeling pretty rubbish most of the time. And I'm sure at least one of you guys have tried the ketogenic diet before. So I don't think the answer is low carbohydrates at all. I think the answer is increasing how much starchy or fibrous carbohydrates we're eating. So that segues quite nicely into what's the difference between these two things. So there's lots of different terminology when it comes to carbohydrates. One that you might hear a lot is refined carbohydrates or simple carbohydrates. There's plenty of others as well, but they're the most common. So these are things like white bread, pasta, white rice, that kind of thing, as well as sugary foods that are desserts, chocolate, sweets, that kind of thing. So why is that important? Why does that actually make a difference? So essentially what's happening here is that the refined carbohydrates have been stripped of all the bran, fibre and nutrients that are usually in the flour in its natural state. So essentially what happened, I don't know how many years ago, a long time ago, when people kind of, actually a good example is this, right? If you have wholemeal flour, if you've ever sieved wholemeal flour and you sieve it and basically what's left behind is all of this kind of brown bran type leftover, and you'll know exactly what I mean if you've sieved whole wheat flour before. But essentially what white flour is and what refined carbohydrates are is flour that has been sieved and processed and then removed that fibrous part, so that brown fibrous bran that is associated with flour and all the things then that are made from flour, that is then removed, and that's when you get that white pasta, white bread, white rice, because that brown nutritious fiber has been removed and chucked away. And essentially that increases the shelf life of certain things, but it also kind of gives it that nicer taste of white bread, white pasta, white flour, white rice, all of that, that nicer kind of, I don't even know how you would explain it. I wouldn't really explain whole wheat to be not enjoyable. It's like less, maybe plain flour is less dense, is softer. Maybe that's how you would explain it. But there is obviously a difference between white bread, brown bread, and, you know, the alternatives. And I know that a lot of people just completely don't like brown alternatives to white pasta, white stuff like that. So essentially that's what's happened, is they have removed that nutrients, all those fibrous parts of the flour, and then therefore made pasta, blah 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 blah. And it's a very similar thing with rice. And then of course to make sugar, that's a whole nother process of taking or extracting sugar from sugar beet or sugar cane and then crystallizing that, and it's even more processed. So it's essentially taking food and processing it quite dramatically, and the more dramatic the processing, so the furthest you could probably go on that scale is icing sugar, of processing of a carbohydrate, or the lowest form of that would probably be whole wheat flour. That type of processing, that extreme processing, tends to not be so great for our health, or it tends to be a little bit of a trend where the more you process the food, the more it's going to have problems for your health. So that's essentially what's happened. And then with starchy or fibrous carbohydrates, so that's whole wheat flour, whole wheat rice, whole wheat pasta, whole wheat bread, and also what remains in that as well is beans, legumes, fruit and vegetables. Those foods are basically, they have all that bran, all that fibre and all those nutrients kept within the food, and they aren't removed and they aren't processed away or thrown away. So that's essentially the fundamental difference between these two things, is that one has been more processed than the other, and not even more processed, maybe just the fibre and the nutrients removed. That doesn't mean that white flour or white bread or white pasta or whatever of that doesn't have any nutrients whatsoever. They do still have nutrients in them, they just have much less fibre and much less complex variety of nutrients in comparison to the starchy or fibrous carbohydrate. So that is why you'll always hear people telling you to have whole wheat versions of foods instead of the white alternatives. So now that's cleared up, what's the actual importance of that? Why does that matter? Why does it matter to have brown versions or whole wheat versions of foods and have more fruits and vegetables and legumes in comparison to refined sugars and refined starches and all of that? So essentially the main answer to that is nutrients. And you kind of already guessed it. I've already said that the nutrient quality is different. But why? Why is that important? So the main kind of component of this is fibre. And why is fibre so important? So I've talked about this multiple times in the podcast. I'm sure you've heard about it multiple times in social media and in the media. Fibre is critical for overall wellness. It's critical for gut health and for chronic disease risk. It is fundamental when it comes to overall wellness. We know that a high fibre diet is linked to weight management, and lower weight and reduced chronic disease risk, specifically things like type 2 diabetes and obesity or overweight related diseases, cancer, all of those things. We know that a high fibre diet is going to help you with your health. We know that. That is completely 100% true. So really where I'm getting with this is the most fibre you can get into your diet, the better. And of course there's a limit to that, but we have around 30 grams of fibre. Oh, the recommended guideline is around 30 grams of fibre a day for most people. So 30 grams of fibre, I actually have a post on my Instagram that shows you what 30 grams of fibre looks like, so head over to my Instagram and give me a follow on there to have a look at that, and you can see physically what 30 grams of fibre looks like. But essentially fibre increases our gut microbiome diversity. Is absolutely critical, and that 30 grams of fibre is going to help achieve these benefits that we know exist with a high fibre diet. So it's a struggle for most people. Most people within the UK or within the global population struggle to get enough fibre each day, and 30 grams of fibre is a lot, and it's not if you're having a lot of nutritious foods, but it is if you are a normal person with a normal westernised diet. And it's a struggle for most people without any of these changes, without increasing massive amounts of fruits, vegetables and whole grains, without just having white alternatives. So basically my point here is, if you're constantly having white rice, white pasta, white bread, or desserts, things like that, then and not having the brown alternatives to these foods. So maybe if we take desserts out of it, if we're just thinking about bread, rice, pasta. I'm trying to think if there's something else. There's not. It's just those, I think. Oh, yeah, like kind of white, brown wraps, brown, you know, things like that. Then you're missing a massive opportunity for a fibre in your diet. For instance, if we're having a white slice of bread or a brown slice of bread, you're going to get more fibre in the brown slice of bread. And if every mealtime or every time you're eating, you're always choosing the white version, you're likely to get much less fibre than the person who's having brown versions of all these foods. And that's without even worrying about fruit, vegetables or legumes or any of those things. So the point here is it's so important to have these brown versions or the original formats of these foods, so brown pasta, brown rice, brown bread, and not having the white alternatives unless in moderation. But your main diet should be coming from those brown sources so that you're getting enough fibre in your diet. And then when it comes to adding fruit, vegetables and beans and legumes to that, you're already at a higher fibre baseline and it's going to be much easier to meet your fibre intake. So it's really, really important that majority of the time you're having brown versions and whole grains over the white alternatives. The exception for this is children and also people that have celiac disease or gluten intolerances or allergies. That is a whole nother debate, that's a whole nother issue. So I'm not talking about people with allergies or people with celiac disease or any of that. I'm not talking about that. But children specifically, children need quite high fat in their diets, and sometimes when children have too much fibre, that makes them feel much fuller and therefore they can't get enough fat in their diets or enough calories to grow. So children are another ballgame as well, but for talking about adults that are healthy without allergies, it's really important that you're having a lot of fibre, as much fibre as you possibly can, and always having those brown alternatives. I think brown alternatives too, so bread and pasta, they're really simple. To me, I understand, like, I like brown bread, I like brown pasta, and I don't think it's that much of a sacrifice. But brown rice, I totally understand that people don't want that, especially if you're a rice person. Like, if you like lots of rice, making that swap to brown is difficult. I like the taste of brown rice, and I think most people do, but it's the cooking time that I think throws so many people off. It's so long, it takes so long to cook. It takes probably 50 minutes to cook brown rice. And every time I cook it, it's always on first, and I'm cooking the whole, like, curry before I even get, you know, before the rice is even, you know, even a little bit cooked. So brown rice can be seriously annoying when it comes to cooking, and that's a massive barrier for people. But if you can, and if you're willing to sacrifice the cooking time, that's fantastic. But it is difficult. But I understand that difficult, but I don't really understand why people don't like brown rice or brown pasta. No, sorry, brown pasta or brown bread, because to me it just seems like an easy switch. Like, white pasta tastes really soft to me. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but I understand white bread's nice, not gonna lie, but brown bread is not that big a deal, and it's impacting massively on fiber. So yeah, of course it's not possible for absolutely everybody, but if you can, if you are someone who is very able to increase your whole grain alternatives of foods, please do so, because it really, really helps meet that fiber intake. And also when you're having fruit and vegetables on top of that, as well as legumes and beans, that's also going to spike your fiber levels so high, which is really important. Fruit, vegetables and legumes and beans are the main sources of fiber in your diet, but whole grain alternatives are critical for fiber consumption as well. Also, fibre content. If you have more fibre, it's going to make you feel fuller for longer, and that's going to help with weight management, it's going to help with weight loss, it's going to help with overall keeping your weight nice and stable and reducing that risk of type 2 diabetes, obesity, overweight, cancer, heart disease. The literal list goes on and on and on. A really good place to start with health, if you are someone who's just trying to get into healthy eating or struggles massively with healthy eating, fibre is a really, really insanely important place to start. I would also preface, if you're someone who hasn't had much fiber or doesn't eat much fiber at all just now and you're wanting to increase your fiber intake, please take it slowly, because things like beans or high fibrous foods can be quite hard on the gastrointestinal tract if you're someone who is not used to having a lot of fiber. So take the fiber intake nice and slow if you're someone who doesn't have much fiber. Or if you're someone maybe who doesn't have much beans or anything like that. Sometimes beans can irritate people if they don't eat much beans at all and then start eating loads of beans. So just take it slow. Take it slow and steady, but it is going to be the best thing you ever do is to eat enough fibre. But yes, I will never stop talking about the importance of fibre. It's so important. But yeah, ultimately that's the difference between refined carbohydrates and starchy fibrous carbohydrates. So if someone is telling you there's not that big a difference, they are not right. There is a big difference, and we should be having brown alternatives to white as long as that's most of the time, and in moderation it is completely fine to have plenty simple sugars and simple carbohydrates, so don't worry too much. But as long as in your house most of the time you're having those whole grain versions, you will be very, very, very good and meeting that fiber, hopefully. But again, we need fruit and vegetables and legumes in our diets as well to meet that fiber consumption. But yes, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really like this topic. I think it's so interesting. I think it's so important. If you know someone who would benefit from this podcast or this episode, please do send it over to them. Share it with your friends and family. Get them to follow along as well. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions regarding this topic or if you want any more personalized advice on this topic. As you know, I'm a nutritionist and I have my own business. So please do reach out if you would like some more personalized advice. Also, check out my YouTube channel. I posted another video a couple days ago now, so go check that one out. And thank you so much for listening again. I will speak to you all next week. Bye.